Over the past couple of weeks, scandals in the men's basketball programs at four major universities have exposed old problems. Coaches and school officials recruiting questionable athletes, players unable or unwilling to fulfill academic requirements, and players getting illegal benefits. The problems at St. Bonaventure, Georgia, Fresno State, and Villanova have rekindled debates about reforming college sports. NPR's Tom Goldman reports.
You know the news isn't good when Murray Sperber makes it onto ESPN. Sperber is the Indiana University English professor who's written several hard-hitting books on the problems with college sports. ESPN is the sports network that likes to spend March revving up college basketball fans for the season-ending tournaments known as March Madness. But with four major men's basketball programs in tatters, ESPN televised a debate on college sports with Sperber and a rather inhospitable Jim Boeheim, the longtime head basketball coach at Syracuse.
I have respect for you as a professor. You have no respect for coaches. You never have. I've read your books, and I think you're just full of crap. Because you're talking about stuff...
Murray Sperber is used to that reaction from the world of college sports, and he's bracing for more of the same. Because after years of suggesting dramatic reforms, he's decided to take a major step and recommend what he's always talked himself out of, professionalizing college sports by paying the players.
It's what athletes do right now. Their job is playing full-time sports for the school and also trying to go to class. I'm saying, let's just allow them to concentrate on playing full-time sports. And if they want to take a course or two, fine. After their sports career is over, if they want to come back and get a full education, fine.
Sperber says paying college athletes would help shrink the huge book of NCAA rules that guards against everything from academic fraud to seemingly inconsequential free T-shirts or phone calls. He says the current rules are based on the long-held code of amateurism, which gets harder to defend as athletes playing big-time college sports generate more and more money. Consider, says Sperber, the $6 billion the NCAA is getting from CBS for the new 11-year college basketball TV contract.
The proponents of college sports, including the NCAA, want to square the circle. They want to say it's wonderful entertainment, we love our $6 billion, and our entertainers are real students. This is something they do for fun and games.
Sperber admits the idea of professionalizing college sports will get a lot of people angry and present lots of practical problems. Which athletes do you pay? Just the ones from the big revenue sports of football and men's basketball? What about female athletes? How do you resolve workers' comp and insurance issues? And how do you possibly wean the system off the ideal of amateur student athletes? You don't, says University of Kansas Chancellor Robert Hemenway.
The moment that a university team looks like the NBA or the NFL or Major League Baseball, I think we have so destroyed the integrity of our product, I just think it would be the death knell of NCAA athletics and intercollegiate athletics as well.
Chancellor Hemenway is chairman of the NCAA Division I Board of Directors. He's concerned about the current scandals, but he doesn't believe the problems are systemic, more a result of human nature. And dramatic reform isn't needed, he says, because changes already are happening from within. For instance, Hemenway says the NCAA has significantly strengthened eligibility requirements for athletes.
At the beginning of your sophomore year and your junior year and your senior year, have to have 40% and 60% and 80% of your degree requirements completed to continue to play as a Division I athlete.
Hemenway says the NCAA is aware of athletes' financial needs as well. NCAA statistics show most athletic scholarships fall well short of the actual cost of school. Hemenway says two funds have been set up for athlete aid. Lost in all the talk about the current scandal, says Hemenway, is what he calls the positive aspect of schools policing themselves. St. Bonaventure forced the president to resign, Villanova suspended its 12 players, and Georgia and Fresno State withdrew from postseason tournaments.
People are withdrawing their athletic teams from competition because they're dissatisfied with the integrity with which those programs have been run. And they won't come back to compete until they're satisfied that there is integrity in those programs.
But as the money in college sports grows, as the temptation to cheat grows along with it, some believe true change only will happen through the courts or state legislatures. Nebraska is considering a bill to pay college players. California holds a hearing next month to address issues of athletes' rights. Tom Goldman, NPR News.